Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle. Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast May 2026 edition. This is the monthly astrology numerology forecast deep dive, which includes a 40 plus page PDF with a guide to every day of the month, both in the astrology and numerology. We look at the full moon, the new moon, we look at the universal month number, and we look at abundant success, secret wisdom, love and romance, career enhancements, times to pull back, and times to move forward. And this is on a daily basis, plus a beautiful introduction for the new moon and full moon and universal month number. And you also receive a free bonus, the Merlin Metatron Collective Transmission, which is a monthly forecast you don't want to miss, all about the energy coming up, and my specially selected music, which helps to align and awaken each month's star code. So let's get started with the universal month number and two lunations. May in 2026 is a 15 universal month, which is my favorite number. It is the number of the spiritual alchemist. It is the number of great magnetism and enchantment and magic. It covers the arts, music, drama, dance, everything to do with expression. And it is a very compelling number because it helps you to focus on the positive and uplift the energy in the room or in general. So it's a really a blessing as a number. And the flip side of the number is that you can use this magic as dark magic. So there's always a shadow side to a number, and that's the flip side for 15. For example, you are also overbearing or getting into other people's business, etc. But the blessing is happiness, joy, fortunate connections, and just spiritual upliftment in general. It is really, really wonderful. Now, for the lunations, we have a very, very powerful Scorpio full moon on the 1st of May. May Day, which is celebrated in many countries. This is a really amazing full moon because it has a T-square to Pluto, which means there's a square from the moon and a square from the sun to Pluto. And why is that more important than it normally would be for a full moon? Well, Pluto rules Scorpio, and this is the Scorpio full moon. It happens at 6:23 p.m. Universal Time on May 1st, 1:23 p.m. Eastern Time, and it is 10:23 a.m. Pacific Time. And the sun, of course, is in Taurus. And the other amazing thing about this full moon is that it happens at 11 degrees. And so it opens the 11:11 portal on the 1st of May. That's a lot of ones. So it's going to, again, create another shift, as if we haven't had enough. But this one's very positive because it inaugurates the 15 universal month. That is really fabulous news. Now, the T-square to Pluto is obviously going to create some tension. You may feel heightened emotions, emotional excitement. You will definitely need to be patient and breathe because this is a rebirth moment. Just in general with the numbers code, the numerology shows that. And then Pluto is showing that it's all about empowerment through relaxing and surrendering. And that's why I have the surrender code. It's all about Pluto in Aquarius, because with Pluto, you have to surrender. And that blueprint shows you personally how to do that. So with this T-square, it's going to be incredibly vital to create that rebirth and get clarity about your internal awakening. And all awakenings are internal, after all, instead of projecting it outwards and lashing out or feeling disempowered in some way. There are a lot of deep discoveries that can happen when Pluto is in a T-square to a full moon. So Scorpio will ensure that, and the intensity is going to be at a very high level. And you can channel that into a project, into a goal. It really gives you a lot of energy. So if you haven't yet felt the energy of all the Aries activations this month, especially in the last week or so, and once Uranus moves into Gemini on April 25th, 26th, you will feel it by this new moon on the 1st at 11:11 with the T-square to Pluto. Now, there's also another really beautiful sacred geometric figure that's activated, and that is a finger of God, which is pretty rare. We haven't had one in a long time in a lunation. And this one is between Venus and Saturn. They're sextile to each other. Venus is at 9 degrees Gemini, and Saturn's at 9 degrees in Aries. So it's an exact sextile, 60 degrees. And right in the middle is the Sun at 11 degrees Taurus. And the Sun has the handle. It's opposite the Moon, of course. The Moon's at 11 degrees Scorpio. And Saturn and Venus are pointing to the Moon and creating that pointer, that finger of God. So this is a very powerful sacred geometric archetype when it is in force. And in this case, it's with Saturn and Venus. Venus rules Taurus, where the Sun is opposite the Moon. Saturn is, of course, a very important planet, having just entered Aries with Neptune and just creating so many incredible transformation that is karmic, that is destined, after both of them left Pisces, where Neptune was for about 14 years and Saturn for 3 years. This conjunction, which is so epic, and I'm going to talk about it all year long and maybe even beyond, because it's at least 13,000 years, which is way before the Ice Age even, that we last had this epic event at 0 degrees Aries. So now Saturn has moved into this finger of God with Venus, and Venus is one of the planets you really want to have activated during a full moon that has a T-square to Pluto. So it's really tempering the energy. It's bringing a lot of beauty and pleasure and pleasantness and balance and harmony into the equation. So there's always a gift from the universe. When there's something more challenging and tense, the universe also provides the energy that's like the off-ramp or the ability to diffuse and relax and surrender. So this is very beautiful. Then also we have Mercury is conjunct Chiron during this full moon. That's incredible for communicating and intuiting any kind of healing or any health issues.